Local pumpkin patch and corn maze owner Matt Lisignoli says his run-in with Deschutes County is unreasonable. He says he's operated the Central Oregon Pumpkin Company for over 10 years, and now the county wants him to get a commercial use permit.
The company we work with, the maze company out of Utah, I spoke with Brett Herbst. He said they have 240 mazes across the country, and not a single one has ever had their maze declared a commercial activity.
Lisignoli says the permit process could take thousands of dollars, and even then there's no guarantee that it would be granted, especially if the county receives just one protest against it. Deschutes County Commissioner Tony DeBone says they're just following the law, and the Lisignoli's pumpkin patch is much more than a farm stand. The Downtown Bend Farmers Market will have a brand new location when it opens next spring. Downtown Bend Business Association Executive Director Chuck Arnold says they're having active talks with everyone involved.
Those conversations are moving forward very well. We did a survey during the last few weeks of the market to get feedback from market attendees about what they would like to see changes. And we hope to be only a few meetings away from securing a location. We will absolutely have a new location for the Downtown Bend Farmers Market before next season starts.
Arnold says that new location will be fully accessible. He'll be our guest this morning on Your Town, so gear up your dialing fingers. Ask your questions. One of the top five real estate offices in Bend will close by the end of the year. 1110 KBND's Kelly Blyer reports.
For nearly 20 years, Steve Scott Realtors has sold properties in the Bend area. Owner Steve Scott has decided to retire to spend more time with his family and hunt and fish.
There's no doubt this is problematic times for the real estate industry, but this is not a fiscal issue why we're closing. It's a personal decision.
Scott says the 15 agents currently in his office will probably migrate to other offices in town. He plans to close the office down by mid-December. Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110. KBND.
Bank of America is no longer the biggest bank in America. With $2.22 trillion in assets, Bank of America is now second largest. J.P. Morgan Chase is first with $2.29 trillion. Bend Financial Advisor Tyler Simona says he's not surprised that Bank of America no longer holds the top spot. He says, for one, Jamie Dimon, Chase's CEO, is a very good banker who's grown the company more organically when compared to buying up other banks.
Bank of America is a collection of businesses that were in trouble when they put them on their balance sheet. And so it doesn't surprise me at all. Jamie Dimon is a very astute banker. And I think Bank of America has some, Brian Moynihan's a good CEO, but I think he has a lot of problems on his balance sheet because they bought Countrywide and they have Merrill Lynch and they have a lot of assets. I mean, actually, Merrill Lynch is the only profitable part of their business right now, and they're having to work off so many bad loans.
Bank of America has been involved in big mergers for the past 14 years. Chase's largest acquisition was Washington Mutual. Simona says they were able to get WaMu for pennies on the dollar, and it increased Chase's footprint in important West Coast markets. Here in Central Oregon, Chase recently announced that it will open two new branches, one in Redmond and one in Bend. A new Gallup poll shows 50% of Americans support legalization of marijuana. State Representative Peter Buckley of Southern Oregon says legalization would reduce black market activities, especially in his part of the state, where law enforcement is constantly battling illegal growers. The Drug Abuse Prevention Group, Oregon Partnership, opposes legalization. They're worried it would increase access to the drug for children and teens. It's an in-your-face reality check about how lifestyle can impact your body. 1110 KBND's Jeff Kirsch explains from OMSI.
President Nancy Stuber says the original Body Worlds exhibit drew record crowds to OMSI in 2007.
We feel very fortunate to have the opportunity to bring back a new exhibit, Body Worlds and the Brain.
Body Worlds designer Dr. Angelina Wally says a third of visitors surveyed said they plan to eat healthier, a quarter to exercise more, nearly 10% to stop smoking after seeing the first exhibit.
So from my perspective, being a physician by heart, this is a true success of Body Worlds.
There are over 200 displays. 39 Oregonians have signed up to donate their bodies after they die.
In Portland, Jeff Kirsch, 1110 KBND Radio News.
For these stories and more, check us out online at KBND.com. I'm Dave Jarvis reporting for 1110 KBND Radio News.